us undeceiving ourselves slowly, very freaking slowly. Agreed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm. And the Course says, well, what, I want to learn this quick. Well, you learn faster as your trust increases. The more I trust in what I'm learning, the faster I learn. If it says, for instance, nothing I see means anything, lesson number one in the Course in Miracles workbook. If I trust that that's true, I learn faster. If I fight that, I learn very slowly. What does it mean, nothing I see means anything? What it means is, there's not anything you see in this world that means anything until you give it meaning for you. Agree?
Right.
There's nothing in this world that means anything to you more than the meaning you give to it. Anybody arguing with that? So nothing you see means anything. You give it all the meaning that it has. Okay, my learning happens faster as I go ahead and accept that, stop fighting it, and realize that I'm the one making myself feel the way that I feel. Then my learning, if I fight that and I project that all that's based on you and you got to change, then I'm learning slow. I'm learning slow. So the Court says you learn faster as your trust increases, and when you lay your defenses down, then that's when your joy comes, that's when the love comes, that's when God comes. What does it mean to lay my defenses down? To lay my defenses down means I'm now trusting in the truth, and I'm using the truth. As you use the truth, you are laying your defenses down. So the more you apply the truth to your life, the less defensive you are. The less defensive you are, the safer you are, the more peaceful you are, the more joy you have, and the more love comes to you. That's defenselessness. What is it that the average human being is doing all the friggin' time? Making what? Plans. Not only that, we are surrounded by things we defend. I defend my house, I defend my furniture, I defend my car, I defend my clothes, I defend my health, I defend my finances, I defend my body, I defend my relationships, I defend, I defend, I defend, I defend, I defend, I defend, I defend. And the teacher of God is trying to decrease the things that they think they need to defend because they want to live a simple life, and a simple life comes from not having things you're afraid of losing all the time. For any American to experience spiritual enlightenment is a miracle. This is the toughest country in the world to achieve spiritual growth in. Simply because we have so many toys. So it's harder for us to see what's valuable. But a person that's just been through a tsunami, they know.
Yeah.
They know that what's valuable is union and relationships. That's the only thing that's truly valuable is union and relationships. If you laying on the deathbed and it's time for you to go home and they ask you what was your last thought, you're probably not gonna say that I wished I worked more overtime. And I bet you don't say you wish you could have more time to paint the living room. And I bet you don't say, you know what I'm saying? You know, when you know that's not really what's valuable. That's the illusion that we fiercely protect, that we keep ourselves afraid about. Because almost everything that anybody's upset about is always something that the body seems to have or own. So this is the characteristic we will acquire one day. One day we'll be living simply, not trusting that the truth is going to take care of us, not defending against anything, learning really quick, not being in danger, being totally safe, having peace, being totally joyful, and totally in love. That's where we're headed.
All right.
That's where we're headed. Okay? Okay, generosity is going to kick butt. But before I go to generosity, any comments or questions or clarifications, please, about defenselessness. Let's try to keep the questions focused on what we're talking about so that we can better understand it.
It's true.
Yeah. Your comments are welcome.
It's true. I had a situation yesterday that showed me again. It's true.
Mm-hmm. Janice Joplin said it great. She said, freedom is left to lose, really.
Yeah. Freedom is another way of saying nothing's left to lose. Right. Yeah.
There's no fear of loss there. Because you have nothing to fear, there's nothing to lose.
I've met several people who have, and this is not necessary in order to, it's never, the course says over and over again, it's not necessary to learn through pain, but you probably will. And it says that over and over again. It's not necessary for you to learn the lesson through pain, but you probably will, because that's just the way we do it. But you don't have to. Okay? And one of the things I've seen, I've met several people in, since I've been teaching, who's lost their home and possessions in fires. That happened to me when I was a child. Our house burnt down. I remember to the day like it was yesterday, and I was 5 years old. It just impressed your consciousness. And what's really a trip is that when you talk to most people, they always say, yeah, it was a tragedy, but I cannot deny that I felt a strange sense of freedom. Mm-hmm. They all say that. It's like, on the, yeah, it was a tragedy to part of my mind, but to another part of my mind, I felt free. Because I realized how much of my time is spent around focusing on the fear of the loss of my illusions, my possessions, my things. So if we could get to that same level of recognizing what's valuable without having to go through those types of lessons, we could have the pleasure of having those things and the freedom of not defending them. When I would go purchase things in the store, what I would always ask myself is, Earl, before you buy this, would you freak out if you lost it or if it was stolen? If you would freak out, leave it on the shelf. Leave it in the store. If you take that big TV home and you would freak out if something happened to that TV, you need to leave it in the store. Now, if you can honestly say, it's just a TV, and they make lots of TVs, and I can get another TV if I really want a TV, take that TV home and enjoy the TV. You with me on that?
Yeah.
And give yourself that test. If you're going to freak out, then it's your idol, and it will hurt you.
Another test I was thinking of, I know I'm stealing a little bit from the next thing coming up, was I got to stay out of the outcome business. Because when I invest in the outcomes, I generate defenses.
Absolutely. Yeah, your attachment to the outcome is the key to a swift, innocent, peaceful manifestation. People wonder about the laws of manifestation. It's about how much can you release. It's like the old Polaroid cameras back in the day when you had to take a picture and pull it out and then they lay it on the table for 60 seconds. Anybody old enough to remember that? Okay. All right.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah. If you never pulled it out, the camera, it never would develop. If I stay focused on it, afraid about it, can't let it go, it never develops. And that's what we do. We focus on what we want and we never let it go so that it can develop. And you automatically are allowing something to be released to be developed by having a detachment toward the outcome. That is automatic release. And what does that look like? It looks like, you know what, I'm going to choose for safety, I'm going to choose for peace, I'm going to choose for joy, whether this happens or not. That's it. I sure would like to go to Hawaii, but you sure won't see me crying about it. You see what I'm saying? It's like the laws of manifestation do not work the way that we've been taught. They just don't. They work just the opposite of what we've been taught. And then our ego wants to defend the old ways that don't work, and that's what's so insane to me. It's like we defend ideas that we know don't work, you know.
There's another statement in the Course to the effect of nothing is hard to achieve that is wholly desired.
Right.
So, if you wholly desire something, are you a little invested in
that? Desire, being wholly desired and being attached are two different things. Because that's what you're talking about. Yeah. I can completely desire you and totally free you. I can completely desire you and still give myself peace if I don't have you. So to completely desire something is not the same as saying I completely possess you.
Right.
See, it's almost like in our mind we make that connection. To, you know, how can I be detached from something I totally desire?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you.